Well, hello once again, and my guest today is Mark Holbrook with the Marion Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, who is on the phone. Mark, can you hear me?
Just barely, Mike.
Really? Okay. Well, we're on the air. Let me turn that up just a little bit. Is that better?
That's good.
Okay, there we go. I hear you just fine. So, how you been, Mark? Haven't talked to you in a month or two.
I've been doing pretty well. You know, winter is normally a slow time for tourism, and things have been especially slow with the COVID-19 virus impacts.
Sure.
But not bad, and we're starting to see things pick up, so that's encouraging.
That's a good thing. So, there's always so much going on in and around Marion.
Oh, there certainly is. And, you know, for us here at the Visitors Bureau, I mean, the winter is the time when we do a lot of our work toward the spring and summer and fall as far as our advertising and everything. So we've been busy with that and working with a lot of tourism publications and digital advertising resources to make sure that when people do start to travel, when the weather gets better, and thankfully it is right now, that they'll think of Marion first and come visit us. So we're actually optimistic about the coming year. I know we were very optimistic about 2020. As you might recall, I probably talked about it a year ago before all this hit, and we were excited about the Harding Presidential Center opening up, the home reopening, and all that was going on downtown. It was going to be a great year, and of course, then COVID hit, and shut everything down for a while and slowed everything down. But I want to tell everybody, though, that even though we had all that going on and it hit people really hard, some people, as far as tourism in Marion, yes, we did not have many visitors, but we did okay. We're very fortunate that all of our hotels are along the freeway there, so we get folks stopping for business travel or just overnight on the way to somewhere else. So it wasn't as bad as it could have been, so we're in a better position this year as far as getting off to a good start and encouraging people to come and visit us in Marion in 2021.
What do you think that maybe with COVID, more people stayed home instead of venturing outside of Marion? Maybe we got more local people?
Right, and that's a very good point, Mike, and that's very true. And this is, all over the country, people were staying closer to home. The upside that we saw was a lot of our local businesses were receiving some wonderful support all the way back to last April, late March into April. We did a campaign with the Chamber of Commerce in downtown Marion, Inc., to promote our local restaurants for carry out and drive through for our local restaurants to keep them going, and the community responded wonderfully, and our restaurants really appreciated it and had some great days that helped to get them over the hump. And so we're excited about that. The downside of all the stay at home was that we did see a lot of more people doing a lot more online ordering. And of course, we don't criticize online ordering. We just remind people that when you shop local, about 70% of every dollar you spend stays right here in our community and circulates through the community. If you shop at a corporate-owned store or restaurant, 70% leaves the community. And if you shop online, of course, 100% of every dollar leaves the community. So we'd like to say that it's good to have a good balance of that, and we just want to remind people that supporting your local restaurants and retail shops and attractions is really a big part of our local economy. And so people in Marion did that last year. They supported those restaurants early on and throughout the summer, and our retail shops, when they reopened, did pretty well. I've talked to many of them, and they said they were pleasantly surprised at how the year went. And so that's good to hear. And because, there was a lot of concern last spring and going into summer in a lot of communities, Marion no exception, that we might lose a lot of our local businesses. And, of course, we know that our local businesses are the heart of our local economy. and they also are what makes our community what it is. If you just think about places like the GNR Tavern, for example, I mean, you know, we would not want to see that go away.
No, that's part of the history. Worldwide.
Yes, and then all of our places in the historic downtown Marion that have been around for a very long time, and then some newer ones, and we don't want to lose any of those because they are what makes us community. And I'm happy to say that while we've had a few, we've lost a few. It was not as bad as it could have been, and as bad as it has been in some other communities. Just to let everyone know, one of the restaurants we lost was the Courtyard Grub and Pub. Mm-hmm. We decided not to reopen after they were closed down for much of last year. And we're sorry to see them go and hope maybe somebody will move into that space as the year goes on. And that's been mostly it. I'm trying to think. Social Sip, the coffee shop, they're around the corner from Nathan's Barbershop, did yeah. not reopen either. As you recall, that was a project
by Mark
shop. And it was a project shop in I believe the community health center was what operated that. So they decided not to reopen. So we may see somebody come back in
well,
there.
Actually, that was being run by Ram.
Ram, thank you.
Yes. Correct.
What we did see, though, from the community center was the Center Street Market open up last year in the midst of all this. And if you've not been to the Center Street Market, I highly suggest you go. It's right there at Center in Maine. It's the old cigar shop, as many people have come to call it. It's a wonderful downtown little like mini grocery store. And a lot of people that live and work in the downtown have been looking for something like that. So I'm very excited to see the Center Street Market open up. And they've been doing very, very well.
I need to stop in there. I haven't been in there yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's just a small grocery store. And they have some unique items as well. But it's just it's got a great feel to it. And it just feels like an old market feel. And so mm-hmm. The longer it's here, I think the more people appreciate it, visit it, and the more that they'll have in it. So really, really good addition to the downtown. We also had a new restaurant open up downtown, Harding Harbor, in the Harding Center, the old Harding Hotel. And that is a seafood restaurant, and they've been doing pretty well. And also a Taste of Memphis on South Main Street, right there at the end of the block next to Founders Park. And that's, as you might imagine, barbecue and such. And they've been doing very well. And so we're excited to see these new places coming on, and we had some other newer shops that are still doing well that got a lot of great support. If you think about on Center Street, we had Brave Woman Boutique and Finding Center, and then the Paisley Peacock on South Main Street. And they were fairly new, but they got some good support, and they were very creative and some online shopping last year and doing things. And so we're glad they're still with us here.
And well, let me ask you a question. You mentioned sure. the Paisley Peacock. What exactly do they serve there?
Well, it's actually a shop, not a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And so it's like a little boutique, and they have a lot of different things, and soaps and candles and other types of things along those lines. So it's not a clothing boutique. It's okay. pretty much all the other kind of things.
Accessories.
Yes. Yeah, they have some jewelry and other things. And just they've also added in their back room, they now have some antiques and craft items as well. They're working with some folks who deal in antiques. And so I picked up something there myself, actually, last fall. So there's more than meets the eye on the Paisley Peacock if you go in the back room. So.
Okay.
We're excited about these kind of shops. We're excited about everything going on downtown. Of course, you know, we've got the places that have been there for a very long time, like the shops at Charleston Place and Barry's Restaurant and Books on Center and all. And it's really good to see that they are being surrounded by new businesses. And I know those folks are excited, too, because I've talked with them often, and they've really, you know, they were committed to the downtown and developed some really good relationships with the community and had a good clientele base. But they were like, Mark, we need more shops downtown, so there's just more people down here. And they weren't afraid of competition. They actually realized that we needed to revitalize our downtown. And I think the people of Marion should be very proud of what they've done, whether it's the local entrepreneurs, the local developers, or you, the general public, who are just supporting these local businesses. In a very, very short time, without any outside influence, without any government planning, without anything but the desire of people to bring their downtown back, Marion's downtown has now revitalized to the point where it's going to be getting harder to find empty space. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of credit, of course, is due to Downtown Marion, Inc., but I think I also have to give credit to the Chamber of Commerce, and we partnered with both of them to try to help bring back to life our downtown. And it's very exciting to see, because the heart of any community, especially a rural community like ours, is the historic downtown in the county seat. You know, where the courthouse is, where major places are, like, say, the Marion Palace Theater. And so to see the downtown revitalize that like that means that we're well on our way to really an economic boom in Marion, because the first thing that has to happen before you see a lot of business come back, and as far as large businesses, you have to have a thriving downtown, a place for people to go. And we certainly have that now in Marion.
Well, actually, coming downtown Marion is similar to going into a mall. You have such a variety of places to eat, different specialty shops. You mm-hmm. know, it's kind of like a mall, but outside.
It's kind of like a mall, but since it's all locally owned, there's a different
right.
flavor to it. There's
well,
a different experience when you go into a locally owned business. No, number one, almost always the owner is there, so you're going to get the kind of personal attention that the owner is going to give you, and you're going to get things you can't get anywhere else. You don't, you know, it's like we say when we always say when you travel, you don't look for the corporate restaurants from that you can get at home. You look for the local restaurants, and it's true of shopping too, mm-hmm. as well. When you travel, you want to find those neat out of the way places. But for us locally, within our own community, going to our retail shops, our locally owned retail shops, means we're going to find things that you won't find anywhere else as well. I'd love to do it every year I do my Christmas shopping in downtown Marion. My wife and I did it again this past year. Took a Saturday and spent the day in downtown Marion and just did our Christmas shopping and had a great time.
Oh, yeah. Now, is there any news on anything going on at the Palace Theater this year?
Say that again. You dropped out, Mike.
I'm sorry. Is there anything going on at the Palace Theater this year?
Right. All right. So the Palace Theater, of course, is probably one of the hardest hit places from COVID-19, because theaters just got shut down.
Yeah.
And they're slowly coming back. You might recall they did do Christmas at the Palace in December. They did five shows. Normally they do three, so they spread them out because they had to do the social distancing. They are hosting the high school musicals this year. Those have been announced. You can go to marionpalace.org for that schedule. And they've just announced some rescheduling of some concerts. For example, the Amy Grant concert that was originally supposed to be in April of last year was rescheduled to April of this year. Mm-hmm. Is now going to be November 5th. That's a Friday evening. And so that was just announced recently. So that's something that is probably going to be as full of houses as legally possible, because it's, you know, very popular artist there. So. But you're going to see basically over the next several weeks, actually starting this week, Ridgedale Local Schools is presenting the Musical of Musicals, which is obviously a musical, and that's this coming week. The following week, Pleasant School, High Schools are doing Mary Poppins, Elgin is doing Your Good Man, Charlie Brown the following week. So all three high schools are doing their musicals in March. So those are coming up. Then in June, actually, is Jefferson Starship. That concert was rescheduled from last year, and it's now going to be Saturday, June 12th. And so that's exciting. And, of course, I mentioned the Amy Grant, November 5th. And we'll see more coming up. You have to understand, too, for when it comes to booking concerts, things are done in advance, and then everything was pretty much canceled across the country last year. So now all the theaters are competing with each other to get performers to come. So, and it just takes a while to get things back up to speed and going again. And it's just going to take a little bit of time to see the Palace up to a full schedule again, because it takes time to get them scheduled. And some things are like that. For example, when it comes to bus tours coming to Marion or anywhere else because of COVID-19 and everything getting canceled last year, we were just now, last month, starting to talk to the bus tour operators again and doing the virtual trade shows to talk to them. And so the overwhelming majority of that planning is for 2022 because they have to plan so far in advance. So some of these aspects of tourism are going to just take a little more lead time to come back, but they will.
And you had mentioned earlier the Harding home and the library museum. What's the status there?
I had that on my list to talk about.
Okay.
Now, of course, you know, the Harding home there on Mount Vernon Avenue has been restored to the way it was in 1920 when Warren Harding conducted his presidential campaign from the front porch. And so that's going to be very exciting. It was a great house museum to start with, but now with the new museum behind it, they'll be able to, they've taken everything out that were White House related or not of the house itself and put it in the museum. So the house will be just the house. And as Sherry Hall, the manager, always likes to say, when you come in the front door, it's as if the Hardings just went out the back door. Mm. And it actually has 90-some percent original items to the Hardings. So it literally is the Hardings' home. So that'll be exciting. That'll be reopening. They've redone not only the interior, wallpaper, flooring, everything, but also repainted the outside. You may have noticed over the last year or so, a lot of work on the front porch, and they've rebuilt it so it's structurally sound and will last another 100 years, hopefully. And so that's exciting in and of itself, just to be able to see the home back open in the way it was in 1920. But, of course, the real exciting news is the new museum, Harding Presidential Center Museum, right behind there. It is done and ready to open, and Sherry Hall tells me that their plan is to open in May. And, of course, you know, a lot depends on the virus, but right now things are turning in a good direction. So we will probably see it open in May. I will remind everybody when they do open, though, there will be COVID-19 protocols, so attendance will be limited, and so on and so forth. So we won't get to see the big hundreds of people there for an opening celebration like we had hoped, but at the same time, it will be really great to get it open. What the opening means for us as a community is not only do we get to go in and view the museum and learn even more about President Harding, it means that people across not only Ohio but the entire United States will have their eyes focused on Marion, because Presidential Museum is a pretty big deal, and we'll be seeing many of those people coming to visit us in the coming years. So we're excited about that as well. I know the bus tour operators are excited about coming to Marion and seeing a new Presidential Museum. And so just look for word coming. I'm sure that when the opening day is announced, it'll be in the news in every format. And we'll, of course, be announcing it on our Facebook page at Visit Marion, Ohio, and really, it's going to be a great day. Looking forward to it.
Yes, it is. That's a lot of people are waiting in anticipation for that opening to happen.
Yeah, they are, and we've been waiting, and seemed like it took a long time from the time the project was announced until they even broke ground, and then construction took a little bit longer than we had hoped, and then the COVID hit. So, but it'll be well worth it, and it'll be a really wonderful thing for our community, just to enhance the visitor experience with a full telling of the story of President and Mrs. Harding. So, good stuff. And of course, it's March now, 1st of March. Spring is now 20 days away. The snow is finally gone.
Yay!
It went away very quickly, too, for as much as we had. But so now people are starting to think about getting out and about. And of course, we have so many great places to do that in Marion. I just saw the other day, it was last week, that at the Tallgrass Trail out on the west side, James Anderson, the naturalist, had said that the trail was still ice-covered at that time, but by now everything's cleared off, so you can get out and enjoy that again. Have to be a little hardy to do it because, you know, the weather's not exactly warm, but by comparison to what it's been, it's pretty pleasant. So, we've had some days around 50 and sunny, and right now that feels pretty darn warm. And so I'm sure we'll look forward to even warmer days to enjoy the Tallgrass Trail. Our golf courses should be opening soon, very soon, as soon as things dry out. Yeah, the snow's gone, but the water has to work its way through and get things dried out enough, and we'll see them open up here very, very soon. Look for more information on that, whether it's our Facebook page or even their Facebook pages. And, you know, but our golf courses did tell me that last year they had a really good year, and a lot of that was because people couldn't do things indoors during a lot of the COVID restrictions, but they could go outdoors and do things, and golf was one of them. So it was a good year for our golf courses, which we like to see, and we'll keep them nice and healthy coming into this year. So that's very exciting. And of course, whether you're playing golf or going to the Tallgrass Trail or any of the parks and the park system in Marion or the many other places, there's so many places to enjoy the outdoors. And of course, we have two rivers, the Olentangy and Scioto, and there are a lot of access points there. So we have a lot of great outdoor things to do in Marion. So looking forward for the warmer weather so we can get outside and do some of those things.
Certainly. Any new businesses opening here soon?
Amato's and Woodfire Pizza and North Eye Brewery, that center and Prospect, is due to open this year. And I know we've been saying that for a while, and I know people are getting a little frustrated about when's it going to open, but it is going to happen. There just were a series of delays caused by various things. And, of course, when COVID hit, it just doesn't make sense to do all that work and open a restaurant, I guess.
Right.
And some people might ask, well, Taste of Memphis just opened. What about them? Well, and Harding Harbor, those places were already basically ready to go. They had been restaurants, and so they could open those up very quickly. Amato's and North Eye Brewery still have some work to do to finish up,
and they will be doing that this year, so we should hear word fairly soon of an opening date for that, and I know that's going to be much anticipated and people really looking forward to it. So that's coming. Couple other new places you might not have heard about, downtown also. Well, Marion Brewing Company has been around a little bit now. They're about a year old, a little more than a year old. they're doing really well. And then the Shovel City Drinkery is on North Main Street, just north of the downtown proper, they're doing pretty well, so excited about that. Oh, and if you haven't figured it out yet, and you're wondering what happened to them, the old Pop Sensations is now called Poppin' and Rollin'.
Okay.
Or is it Popped and Rolled? Always. I'm sorry. anyway, they are now over near 23. And if you think about...
aren't they near
the Chipotle?
Yes.
Poppin' and Rollin', I'm sorry. Yes, they're at 151 Edgefield Boulevard. That's just around the corner from the Chipotle restaurant there. And on the shop, a lot more room, dine-in space that they didn't have before. And they're doing, Rodney and his folks are doing a great job over there and doing really, really well. So if you haven't, been there a while, maybe you used to just stop in there at the mall when you were in there. That's where they're at now, out on Edgefield Boulevard, Poppin' and Rollin'. And they had, and I think they still have these, because it's still winter technically, so you might want to check it out. Of course, they have the gourmet flavored popcorn. They also have the rolled ice cream, which is amazing. But they have these are really popular now, hot cocoa bombs.
Oh.
You heard about these, Mike?
I have not heard about those. No, I haven't heard about those.
I can't hear you, Mike. Okay. Anyway, there you are.
Am I here now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. No,
have
I,
you heard?
I have not heard.
These are like a big ball of chocolate, hollow chocolate, with really neat things inside, sometimes marshmallows and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And you pour your hot milk or almond milk, whichever you prefer, over it. And it all melts, and you stir it up, and you got this wonderful hot chocolate.
Ooh.
And they're really, really good. So just another reason to go to Poppin' and Rollin'. But, you know, we've got a lot of great places for sweets. I mean, we just got done with Valentine's Day a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And, you know, places like Shirk's Homemade Candies out on South Post. On the southwest side of the city, always busy. Family owned, of course, been around for a very, very long time. It's a busy time of year for them. Of course, Andrew's Pastry is always good with the Valentine's Day stuff. And then the Candy Shack and Cafe also had some great gift baskets. So I know Valentine's is over, but, you know, it's always a good time to get something sweet.
And don't forget Shirk's Candy.
Yep, I mentioned them first.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, Shirk's.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I am listening.
You were still thinking about hot cocoa bombs.
I was. I was with some of that rolled ice cream, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of great places. And we're very fortunate in there. We have quite a diversity in everything when it comes to food. You know, the ice cream, the popcorn, the candies and all that. And then even at our restaurants, I mean, you think about it, we've got Mexican restaurants that are locally owned. We have seafood restaurants. We have Chinese restaurants that are locally owned. And Italian restaurants that are locally owned. So we've got a great variety of restaurants and such that are locally owned. And so we should be proud of that because the city's our size to have this number of them, and it's growing all the time. I remember when I came here about 5 years ago, we had about not quite a little more than half of what we have now in our local restaurants. That's how many more we have than we had 5 years ago. So, very exciting. What else can we talk about, Mike? How about we talk a little bit about what we can expect for this coming year?
That's a good direction to go, yeah. And the Popcorn Festival probably will happen this year.
I had not heard that yet.
Well, the governor's allowing festivals and fairs.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, yes. I know that. I haven't heard from the committee yet if they're going to try to come back this year or not. It's early enough, hopefully they can do that. And I think we'll see more and more of our events coming back like that once things open up. I know the county fair will be being planned for this year, first week of July, and so that's coming back. So very excited about that. That's always just a fun time, but it's also a good time for us to show off all the great things about Marion. I'm hoping the Wings and Wheels out at the airport, which is the Vintage Car Show and Air Show, will be back. Haven't heard officially, but since things were just opened up, I think it's going to take a little while, and we'll start hearing from people about things that are coming back as far as events go. And
so, hey, as you hear about these things, let me know so I can get these folks on the air.
Sure. I definitely will do that. And we have on our website at visitmarionohio.com, we have a calendar of events, and I will tell you, quite frankly, right now, it's pretty empty.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as we get things in of events that are coming, then we'll be putting them up on the website. So we should start seeing that fill out, hopefully in the coming weeks, as all of our events come back online. It's one of those things where we just simply have to wait until they tell us that it's actually happening. We should get official word on a lot of those in the next couple of weeks, we hope.
Certainly. Any word? I haven't talked to Diane Watson in a while. What's latest on the library, do you know?
As far as I know, the library is back to, if not normal hours, they are open. I know for a while there it was online only and some. I know they're open because I know that because they have normally they have the book sale once a year and now it's an ongoing thing.
Right.
So the Bookmarks, which is their fundraiser volunteer group, is now conducting the book sale pretty much whenever the library is open. So you can actually go in there now and bookshop any day of the week. And right now, I'm looking and seeing that they're seem to be on the regular hours.
Okay, I think you're right on that.
Yeah.
Now I think about Diane was on sometime last month and did discuss mm-hmm. that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and they've rescheduled some of their speaking volume series.
Right.
Author speaker series to move them later, like for example Craig Johnson, author Craig Johnson has been rescheduled to October 29th. He was supposed to be here earlier in the year, so we see some of that rescheduling of things where people are in close proximity, but as far as the hours and everything, they're currently open actually 10 to 6 Monday through Thursday, or Monday and Thursday, Tuesday and Wednesday, 11 to 7, closed Friday, open Saturday, 10 to 3, and closed Sunday. So it's a little bit limited hours from what they normally were, but still open enough that you got pretty good accesses. And the branches around the county are still closed indefinitely, according to their website.
So.
But that's what we're seeing. We're seeing gradual reopening. We're seeing things just start to come back to normal a little bit. Just the other day, the governor expanded the indoor and outdoor venue numbers. So now, for example, the Palace Theater could only do 15% of capacity for live performance, and now I can believe it's up to 25%. And we hope and expect that we'll see as we get into spring and summer, those numbers will go up as the COVID numbers go down, and so we'll start to see the capacities increasing. For all these type of events and things.
Okay. You have mentioned the OK Cafe. I think they're doing pretty well with their pizza and different things over there.
Yep. Yes, they are. The OK Cafe is one of, it's been around for a very, very long time mm-hmm. In the community and has been doing really well. They're out there on East Center Street, of course. And,
right next to the fire station.
Yeah, it's right next to the fire
That's
station.
That's convenient.
Yeah, it is.
Scott Chalmers doing a super job over there.
Yeah, Scott and Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Are the co-owners of that. And You know, the OK Cafe has been around for 80-plus years in Marion. That's a very long time.
It was run by a guy by the name of Mo for many years, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, they're doing well. Most of our restaurants, as I mentioned in other places, are doing pretty good. I said they survived, let's say. In some places, did better than others. Some of them just they've closed down again. I know the Jersey, the ice cream place, just reopened a couple of weeks ago. They just reopened on February 17th. And so they're back in place.
I want a peanut butter shake really, really, really bad.
Oh, that sounds really good to me, too. That sounds really good. When I tell people that our local ice cream shop opened somewhere close to Valentine's Day, they said, "What?" I'm like, "Yeah. People would actually go get ice cream in the middle of February?" I said, "Yeah, there's a line to get it."
It's Ohio.
Yeah.
We're like that.
And then announced a couple of weeks ago, too, Stewart's Drive-In, the root beer stand.
It's funny you said that. I was just looking that up.
They will be opening March 3rd at 11 a.m. for the 2021 season. So if you've been missing your cheeseburgers and fries and root beer floats, March 3rd. So that actually is, oh my gosh, that's Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
So looking forward to that too.
But that place in itself is quite an institution. It's you still have car hops there. It's kind of a throwback to the 50s and 60s.
It is. And actually, it's something we promote at the Visitors Bureau because for a lot of travelers, for those of us who remember things like that, car hops and everything, there's not many places you can go and experience that anymore. So we have a lot of folks that like to, when they come to town, want to find a place like that. And so it's very popular with our visitors. And that is Stewart's Root Beer on North Main Street.
Yes.
Really fun place. Yeah, and Stewart's Root Beer, we talked about the Candy Shack and some of the others. That's all part of what we call our Eatararian Trail in Marion County. And it's basically just a lot of our unique local eateries. And the Eatararian Trail includes Attaboy's Comfort Cuisine, Barry's Restaurant, Carlisle's Restaurant, the Marion Diner, Stewart's Root Beer, the Candy Shack and Cafe, the G&R Tavern, the OK Cafe, and Victor's Taco Shops. Now, what you'll find with these is there's not really any criteria to be on the trail other than to be that you are purely local. And these places certainly are local. There's no particular theme. I mean, there's certainly a difference between Attaboy's and Barry's menus and so on and so forth. But it's just somewhere that if we have a visitor that comes in and they want to know, where do I need to go to eat? We're all going to tell them places like this because you can't get what they offer anywhere else. And of course, for years we've been talking about the G&R Tavern and promoting that to visitors and out-of-towners, but we have all these other great ones too. So we're excited that the Eatararian Trail has been around for 4 years now. It's very popular. It's featured on the Tourism Ohio website as well. And so we're seeing the folks in the Eatararian Trail get a lot of response for that. We're excited about that, too. And, of course, it's not to exclude our other restaurants by any means. It's just an additional way to highlight our local restaurants. So everything we do is what new way can we highlight and promote all that we have? So the Eatararian Trail is just one. And we'd like to come up with an ice cream trail as well, because not only do we have the Jersey and Stewart's Root Beer with the root beer floats, but we have Topped Ice Cream downtown. We've got all the little soft serve places and all the little communities. And, folks like to go visit those because they have their own unique twist on ice cream sometimes, too. So we like to feature those as well. Just anywhere that's local is good to promote and support. And so we've got so much of that to choose from in Marion, so we're very fortunate with that. So it makes my job a lot easier that we have so many great things to promote in Marion.
Now, the Eaterarium Trail you can find on your website, right?
Yes. If you go to our website, visit MarionOhio.com, you'll look at the tabs on the top. They are Play, which is indoor and outdoor fun. Stay, which is, you know, hotels, camping, B&Bs, shopping, which is all the various retail shops. And if you hover over the dime, you'll see Eaterarium Trail and Local Favorites. So the Eaterarium Trail, those particular restaurants, and Local Favorites is everybody else. Again, not one over the other, but just different ways to point them out. We also have on the website an Explore category, and under that you'll find information about what we call the Cultural Corridor, the downtown proper, that we worked with in conjunction with Downtown Marion, Inc., and the Chambers helped as well to develop that corridor. This section on entertainment, monuments, which we have several, of course, museums, on the farm. So that includes places like Shamrock Winery in Lawrence Orchard, which Lawrence Orchard, by the way, is celebrating their centennial this year.
Wow.
100 years as a family-owned orchard, yeah.
I didn't know.
Now, George Lawrence, the current owner, didn't found it.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's been around a long time.
I knew George had been around a while, but I didn't think he'd been around quite that long.
And then our final category under Explore is wildlife, and lots of people don't think about that, but we actually have some great wildlife areas to visit.
Sure.
We all know about the Marion Tallgrass Trail. We also have Kildare Plains Wildlife Area, which is mostly to the north, but a bottom section of it is in Marion County. The Big Island Wildlife Area, which is a very unique wildlife area because of its it's mixture of fields and wetlands and some ponds and some woods. And then the OSU Marion Prairie area, which is there off University Boulevard by the OSU campus, which is a very unique area as well to explore. It's a little more manageable. If you don't want to take a big walk, like the 12-mile Tallgrass Trail or Big Island or Kildare Plains, OSU Marion Prairie area is a little closer to and a little smaller, so it's a little easier to maneuver around. So lots of great places to visit. As always, we're starting to think about getting out and visiting as the weather gets better, the virus subsides, and hopefully it continues to. So we just ask everyone to remember all these places, support them as much as you can, so we have them around for a very long time, and then start thinking about who you can invite to come visit Marion. I know that there are people out there, whether it's friends or family. But more importantly, invite them, but be prepared to tell them all about all the great places. You can find all that information at visitmarionohio.com. That's our website. On Facebook, Visit Marion, Ohio is how you'll find us. And be prepared to promote our community, your community, to visitors. If you see somebody around town and they say, "Where do I..." Be ready to give them that great answer about where you'd like to go. But you can only do that if you actually get out and about. So we encourage everybody to get out and about, to shop local, to eat local, and to support our local businesses because they're the heart of our community. And they're also the pride of our community. We are basically a sum of all of our parts and the folks that have various shops and restaurants and entertainment venues and museums and all these things have dedicated themselves to serving our community, and we really appreciate it. We also appreciate all your support, especially over this past year, which has been difficult, and we know that it's going to be a great year in 2021. And yes, we don't know what the future holds, but we also know that our future is bright in Marion just because we have a great community where we support each other, and we're creative, and we're determined. So, really, thank you for last year, and looking forward to a great 2021.
Okay, Mark Holbrook, and your office is open over there. What are your hours?
Yep.
Mallard Square?
We're at Mallard Square next to now the T-Mobile. office, and we are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You can also reach us at 389-9770. Just go to our website, too. You can pick up email addresses from there if you need to contact us about anything whatsoever. If you know of something going on in the community, give us a call or an email. Let us know.
Okay. And thank you, Mark Holbrook with the Marion Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Bye.